There he is, the king and the birthday boy today, George Strait. Love without end. Amen.
He's 71 today.
Really? 71?
Yeah.
Wow, he's got 60 number ones plus, and he could probably do another song, another number one, too. He's still touring.
Yeah, he's coming to Milwaukee on June 3rd with Chris Stapleton. I am pumped for
You're going to be at that show. Have you been to a concert at, it was AmFam Field. I don't know if it's
still that
now.
I think it's AmFam now. Wasn't it? Was it Miller?
Yeah, Miller Park.
Okay, yeah.
They keep changing the name everywhere.
Yeah, I know. That's everywhere, right? Like, Think about Hollywood Casino Amphitheater or whatever it is now. Yeah. Credit One or whatever it might be.
So AmFam Field, George Strait, Stapleton, what a tour.
So being that they're at a sports field, like the thought in my mind came up, we commonly talk about like records that'll never be broken in sports. Do you think that 60 number ones will ever be broken?
Never say never. Luke Combs could be one of those guys. Morgan Wallen could be that guy. Who knows? I mean, it depends on character and longevity. George Strait has both of those. You know, you're not in the business for 1 week and getting 60 number one songs.
Right.
So
it takes time.
We'll see. Wow. But Luke has that possibility.
Yeah, he's got 15.
Put it in perspective.
He's been around for 4 years?
Yeah. Tim McGraw has been around since the 90s, has like 40.
Right.
So he's got a ways to go still.
Yeah, it's just a crazy thought to think about. Also, I mean, he dominated the airwaves when he was, you know, in the prime of his career. I don't think he ever fell out of the prime of his career, but you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Also was one of the first country stars to be in a movie, Pure Country.
Oh.
Have you seen that movie yet?
I've not.
Oh, Pure Country.
Movie night at your house.
Yeah. Once you see Pure Country with George Strait, you'll be like, I get it. I understand why people like him so much.
Now, you having been in country music for so long, have you ever gotten a chance to meet the king?
One time.
Okay.
After a concert at Soldier Field in Chicago. It was in May 19th or something, 15th. And it was like sunny and 70 degrees during the day. And I'm like, cool. We're wearing shorts, tank tops, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to go see a concert, which was an all-day festival. And then he was the last one.
Oh.
By the time he came on, that wind was coming off Lake Michigan. And it was like 40 degrees. Even George was cold a little bit.
I bet.
And then after the show, now it's like midnight, 1:30 and 1 o'clock in the morning. He comes off his bus to say hi to us and stuff. So
that's incredible.
Got back home at sunrise.
Well, inevitably, George Strait has an effect on everybody. And if you listening have a specific story about George Strait you want to share, shoot it our way. The Retool of Rockford text line is 815-873-2953.
A lot of those songs like Cross My Heart, wedding songs.
Wedding songs or just, you know, there's 60 number ones. One of them is bound to mean something special to you. So let's hear it.
Troubadour means something to me.
Yeah.
A little bit. Love all this.